1300 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 segment on this Monday morning brought to you by Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by longvineauto.com.
When you look for a dealership that you can depend on to take care of your automotive needs, look to Longvine Auto Plaza. For over 50 years, Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia has been serving our customers from all over Kansas with our best, the best products and the best customer satisfaction anywhere. We offer the best models for 2017 from Chevrolet, the most awarded car company in America 3 years running, and the exceptional style and luxury of the newest Buick models for 2017. You'll see for yourself. It's our total commitment to you that makes the difference. Visit us at longvineauto.com.
KVOE live and local, 827, 64 degrees on our way to 66, and not a lot of variance in the temperature. We're going to be kind of hanging steady, in fact, declining once these winds shift to the north later on this afternoon. So we're about as warm right now as we are going to get today. Hey, we are very pleased to be joined via the KVOE ValueNet Fiber Optic Studio line by Salvation Army Captain Deb Thompson this morning. Deb, how are you?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for taking some time to join us. The Salvation Army big kettle campaign is underway. You've been rolling for, I guess, a little over a week now. So how are things going so far, Captain Deb?
They are going good so far. We have some of the highlights. We are at 15% of our goal as of Thursday. So that's a huge shout out to the community. We're very grateful for that. And that puts us at 11,446.13 as of Thursday. So we're doing really good. And our first doubler day, we made our doubler day, which was last Wednesday, and we had $1,191.67, and the rights truly doubled that at $1,191.67. So we are so very grateful for them for doing that.
Well, thank them very much indeed, because they initially said they were going to double $1,000, but they went ahead and doubled everything, $1,191.67. So a big thanks to Tim and Christy Wright for doing that. So you haven't had time to, count it, because you had another doubler day this past Saturday, right?
We did have a doubler day, and we have not gotten the bank receipts back from those yet. So I don't have an update on that yet.
Well, we'll get you back in here, because I assume that things went pretty well. The weather was really nice, and you have...
it was gorgeous.
You have more doubler days on the way, don't you, Captain Deb?
Yes, we do. This coming Saturday is going to be Scott Strom and BLI. And then the Saturday after that will be the Cret Singlers. So, and the Lions Club is also doubling their kettles on that day.
Yeah, and I believe this. Are you having a little Battle of the Badges going on here later this week, too?
Yes, we do. We have Battle of the Badges coming up on Saturday from 8 to noon at Walmart, both doors, and also at Blue Stem. So we have that coming up, yep.
Well, we see your hearty volunteers out there, Captain Deb, ringing that bell. Are there still openings for people to help out, volunteer, ring that bell if they want to?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of openings that are still available. You can go to registertoring.com, hit in our zip code 66801, and then it should pop up the dates and the locations that are available, and you can sign up from there. Or you can reach Suzanne at our office at 620-342-3093, and she can get you hooked up on a site and a place and a time.
Captain, maybe you can let our listeners know why it's so important to donate here to the Red Kettle campaign, regardless of whether they're doing the doubler event or just dropping the money in the kettles, and really talk about the need that you see during the holidays.
Absolutely. We have a huge need during our holidays with kids, and we do our toy shop, and we will provide meals, but also throughout the year too. It's our first quarter fundraiser, so this carries us through the first 4 months of the year, so that helps us with helping people with rent and utilities and food and clothing and some of the other needs that they may need. So it really carries us through that time, and so it's absolutely important, whether it's a doubler day or it's dropping change in or even volunteering is a huge difference. Of just standing behind the kettle and just ringing makes a huge difference. And so it's absolutely something that is needed to help our community out.
And talking with Captain Deb Thompson, Salvation Army. Captain Deb, what kind of need are you seeing at the moment?
At the moment, we are seeing a huge need. We have had quite a few families come in asking for help for Christmas with the food and the toys. We also are having people that still have their basic needs that are needing to be met. You know, right now we think of Christmas help, but also, you know, people still need help with rent and utilities and getting through that Christmas season and helping them out.
Again, we're joined by Salvation Army Captain Deb Thompson. It's 8:32 here on KVOE and KVOE.com as our Newsmaker 2 segment continues. Captain, do you think that there are some, how do I want to say it, maybe some misperception about what the Salvation Army offers here to people in the community? I know we talk an awful lot about the food pantry. I mean, I know there's been a number of other different ventures and venues here that the Salvation Army does provide and trying to, you know, get the cracks filled. But do you think there's maybe a misperception about what the Salvation Army does here for local residents?
I think people have a good understanding of what the Salvation Army provides. I think they know it as a place that people can go to receive help and to get their needs met, whatever that may be. I think a lot of times people don't realize that the Salvation Army is a church, so we also offer spiritual care as well. But I think people know, pretty much have a good idea that the Salvation Army does offer help for people who are in need that are, they may just be having a bad month or, you know, something drastic might have happened, like their car broke down or maybe a lot of medical bills. So we can help alleviate some of their, you know, rent and utility bills so that they can, you know, help, you know, get, use their money to help in other areas that they might need.
We mentioned the next Doubler Day is coming up this Friday, Strom BLI, Scott Strom, and also the Battle of the Badges Day. Where will the badges be set up, Captain Deb?
The badges will be set up at Walmart and at Blue Stem. So that will be the police, the sheriff, and the fire department will be spread out within those three locations.
All right. Off to a great start, the Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign. Well, Captain Deb, keep us posted when you get your latest you know, fundraising totals in before we get to this weekend. We'll get you back on.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Hey, have a good day.
You too.
All right, Captain Deb Thompson of the Salvation Army. They're rolling.
Off to a great start.
Campaign, $11,446 as of last Thursday. So the receipts are not all in from this weekend, but that's 15% of their kettle goal at $74,000.
That money is definitely going to be put to good use here across the KVOE listening area for a lot of people. Like I said, we talk an awful lot about the condition of the Salvation Army food pantry, but the Salvation Army is much, much more than that here locally.
And our newsmaker brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com. It is 8:35, 63 degrees. Good morning.
Friends and neighbors gather around.
This is John Reed of Hometown Healthcare. Our compassionate, caring team is there to care for you or your loved one in your home. Hometown, there to care.
This is Danny Giefer of Mr. G's Car Washes.